In our fast-paced, technology-driven world, the simple act of spending time in nature can seem like a luxury. However, reconnecting with the natural world is not just a pleasant escape, it's a powerful way to heal both the mind and body. This practice, known as forest bathing or Shinrin-yoku in Japan, has been gaining recognition for its profound benefits on mental and physical health. In this episode, we'll explore the science behind forest bathing, share stories of famous figures who have embraced this practice, and discuss how spending time in nature has impacted people in my life. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore health topics that matter to you. I'm Bills, and today we're stepping into the forest, literally. We'll be talking about the benefits of forest bathing and how immersing yourself in nature can heal your mind and body. Whether you're a nature enthusiast or someone who rarely steps outside, this episode will show you why spending time in the woods might be just what the doctor ordered. What is forest bathing? Forest bathing, or Shinrin-yoku, is a Japanese practice that involves immersing oneself in the atmosphere of the forest. It's not about hiking, jogging, or even consciously meditating. It's about being present in nature, absorbing the sights, sounds, and smells of the forest. The goal is to engage all your senses and allow the natural environment to calm your mind and body. The practice of forest bathing became popular in Japan in the 1980s as a response to the increasing stress and anxiety associated with urban living. The Japanese government even incorporated it into their National Public Health Program, recognizing the scientifically backed benefits of spending time in nature. The science behind forest bathing. So, what makes forest bathing so beneficial? Research has shown that spending time in nature can lower cortisol levels, reduce blood pressure, and boost the immune system. One of the key components of forest bathing is exposure to phytoncides, which are natural oils emitted by trees and plants. These oils have been found to increase the activity of natural killer, NK, cells in the body, which play a crucial role in fighting infections and cancer. Another benefit of forest bathing is its ability to reduce stress and anxiety. Studies have shown that spending time in nature can lower heart rate variability, a marker of stress, and improve mood by reducing levels of cortisol, the body's stress hormone. The natural environment also encourages mindfulness, helping you to focus on the present moment and let go of worries about the past or future. The healing power of nature, stories from the famous and familiar. The healing power of nature is something that has been embraced by many, from famous figures to people in our everyday lives. One well-known advocate of spending time in nature is Richard Louv, the author of Last Child in the Woods. Louv coined the term nature deficit disorder to describe the physical and emotional toll that comes from spending too little time outdoors. His work has inspired a movement to reconnect with nature, emphasizing that time spent in natural environments is essential for mental and physical well-being. Closer to home, my friend Emily has found solace in the practice of forest bathing. Emily works in a high-stress job in the tech industry, where she spends most of her day in front of screens. Over time, the pressure began to take a toll on her mental health, leading to anxiety and burnout. After reading about the benefits of forest bathing, she decided to give it a try. Every weekend, she now spends a few hours in a nearby forest, simply walking among the trees, breathing in the fresh air, and letting her mind unwind. Emily credits this practice with helping her manage her stress levels and maintain her mental health. Another famous figure who has turned to nature for healing is Princess Diana. Known for her love of the outdoors, Princess Diana often sought refuge in nature during her tumultuous life in the public eye. She was frequently seen walking in the gardens of Kensington Palace, and she found peace in the natural landscapes of her family estate in Althorp. Diana's connection to nature provided her with a sense of calm and stability amidst the pressures of royal life, illustrating how even those under intense public scrutiny can find healing in the natural world. How to practice forest bathing? You don't need to live near a dense forest to practice forest bathing. The key is to find a natural environment where you can immerse yourself in the sights, sounds, and smells of nature. Here are some tips to get started. Choose your spot. Find a quiet place in nature where you feel comfortable and safe. This could be a local park, a nature reserve, or even your backyard. The important thing is that it's a space where you can disconnect from the noise and distractions of daily life. Engage your senses. Forest bathing is all about immersing yourself in the natural environment. Take deep breaths and notice the scents around you, whether it's the earthy smell of soil, the fragrance of flowers, or the crispness of pine needles. Listen to the sounds of the forest, from the rustling of leaves to the chirping of birds. Feel the texture of the bark on trees or the softness of moss underfoot. This sensory engagement helps to ground you in the present moment. Take your time. There's no rush in forest bathing. The goal is to move slowly and mindfully, allowing yourself to fully experience the environment. You might choose to walk at a leisurely pace, sit quietly under a tree, or even lie down and gaze up at the canopy. Let your mind wander, and don't worry about being productive. This time is for you to simply be. Leave technology behind. To fully immerse yourself in the experience, it's best to leave your phone and other devices behind. If that's not possible, at least put them on silent mode and resist the urge to check them. The more you can disconnect from technology, the more you can connect with nature. The psychological and physical benefits of forest bathing. The benefits of forest bathing extend beyond stress reduction. Spending time in nature has been shown to improve concentration and focus, which is why some companies now encourage outdoor meetings or work breaks in natural settings. This practice is especially beneficial for children with ADHD, as exposure to nature can help reduce symptoms and improve attention spans. Physically, forest bathing can lower blood pressure, improve cardiovascular health, and even enhance immune function. The natural killer cells that are activated by exposure to phytoncides help the body fight off infections and reduce the risk of cancer. For those recovering from illness or surgery, time spent in nature can speed up the healing process and reduce the need for pain medication. Anecdotes of individuals who have experienced these benefits are numerous. Take, for instance, Steve, a friend of mine who had been dealing with high blood pressure for years. After incorporating regular forest bathing sessions into his routine, he noticed a significant decrease in his blood pressure levels. His doctor was impressed by the results and encouraged him to continue this practice as part of his overall health management plan. Famous figures who swear by nature. Many famous figures have recognized the healing power of nature. For instance, former President Theodore Roosevelt was an avid outdoorsman who credited nature with helping him recover from the grief of losing his wife and mother on the same day. Roosevelt's love for the wilderness was so profound that it led to the creation of national parks and the preservation of millions of acres of land in the United States. Similarly, writer and philosopher Henry David Thoreau spent 2 years living in a small cabin in the woods at Walden Pond. His experiences there formed the basis of his book Walden, which explores the benefits of a simple life connected to nature. Thoreau's writings continue to inspire people to seek solace and clarity in the natural world. Even in the world of modern technology, figures like Steve Jobs found inspiration in nature. Jobs often took long walks in the hills of California, using these moments of solitude to reflect and brainstorm ideas for his work at Apple. His walks in nature were not just a source of relaxation, but also a key component of his creative process. Conclusion: embracing the healing power of nature. Forest bathing is more than just a walk in the woods. It's a practice that can profoundly impact your mental and physical well-being. By taking the time to immerse yourself in nature, you can reduce stress, improve your health, and reconnect with the world around you. Whether you're inspired by the stories of famous figures like Princess Diana and Theodore Roosevelt, or the experiences of those you know, there's no denying the power of nature to heal and rejuvenate. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the benefits of forest bathing and inspired you to explore the natural world around you. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, nature is always there, waiting to welcome you, so take a step outside and let the healing begin. Until next time, take care.